Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Is this Mary?
Yes.
Hi, Mary. It's Lisa again from Notebook Writing. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for calling back.
No worries at all. I apologize. I just left you abruptly the other day, and then I got preoccupied in meetings. I tried, like, before going home, I tried to call you one last time, but it went on voicemail. So I thought I'll just come back on Monday and give you a call.
Oh, great, because I didn't get anything, you know, in the voicemail. So I don't know what happened.
Okay.
All right.
I believe there must be some misunderstanding or confusion over there. Sometimes, you know, these technologies, they just give up on us. So I completely understand. I'm sure you must have not received it. Okay, so Mary, did you try to contact SimpleSight.com?
Yes, I did a few times, and I couldn't get in there. I can bring it up, but as far as, you know, logging in, I can't because I canceled it, so I don't have an account with them anymore, and I could not get into any account.
Okay.
Why do I need them since I, you know, don't have any dealings with them anymore? Why do I need to get in there?
See, the domain, in order to use it, we always need the credentials from the respective site that you have purchased it from. Even though you might have canceled any future relationships with them, but if you have purchased the domain from them, we will need them or we will need the account in terms of the credentials in order to incorporate that domain with your website, at least for now. You know, when we're setting up your website, maybe after that, once your website goes live, we won't need them any longer. But at this point of time, we will need the credentials from them. So let me gain some clarity in this regard again. You said that you canceled everything with them. So does that mean that you were refunded for the domain as well, or how did that go?
Well, you can, you know, go on and do the domain name yourself for $1. And then it was, when I was doing this, it's like it was going to cost, you know, a monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, my goodness, I didn't know it was going to cost so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know who SimpleSight was
mm-hmm.
because I didn't go in there initially, you know, with SimpleSight to fill it out.
Mm-hmm.
I went in, I can't remember, it'd be back through my notes
mm-hmm.
to fill it out. And then when I did, I looked up and it said, you know, when I got ready to pay my $1, it
mm-hmm.
was to SimpleSight. And I thought, well, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
And then that was at night, then the evening. And then the next morning, I went in and canceled that, deleted the whole thing. And they told me, I don't know who I talked to, that, you know, it would be the 20th of August before they could release the domain name, and then I would be free to use it someplace else if I wanted to.
Okay, I understand what happened here. Just like how last time I was telling you that once we decide to take a domain name, we decide for ourselves what exactly we need, right? So, for example, you selected your domain name. Now, you have multiple options, like in order to buy that or in order to reserve that domain, you're going to have multiple options. There are different vendors. You just have to reserve that domain with anyone. You pay the amount, you buy that domain name, okay? Now, what happened in your scenario is that SimpleSight was giving you a monthly subscription. That means they weren't going to charge you a complete amount for the domain. In other words, they would have kept you on a subscription. For example, they would have asked you to pay monthly. Like you said, that they were asking to pay $1, right? And then it was some sort of continuous subscription. So you canceled it altogether.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So that
yes,
means they
yeah.
didn't sell the domain name to you, but they also released the domain name. That means now you can buy this domain name from any other company. So on the bigger picture, like in the market, your domain name is not purchased or reserved by any other company, all right? Now, when you were placing the order with them, they must have reserved the domain name because you were going to become one of their clients. So they reserved that domain name, and they were going to have you on a monthly subscription. Now, once you decided to cancel that entire plan altogether, they released the domain name because they know that you otherwise need the domain name from any other place, right? Because that's the domain name that you selected. You're not going to let go of the domain name. You're letting go of their service, not the domain name itself.
Yes.
So that's the reason why they released the domain name in the market. That means it's open for purchase. Now, if you're proceeding on the website with anyone, XYZ, for example, you're proceeding with us or any other company for that matter, in order to do that, you will have to buy that domain name either from that company or from an online site just like SimpleSite. Now, do you have anyone in your mind who can buy or reserve that domain name against a cost for you?
Can buy that name. Why?
Yeah, you'll have to buy that domain name. Yeah.
Okay, so since I'm – what do you mean I have to buy it? I have to buy it from somebody, anybody?
Yes, yes. It's a domain name. See, you have selected the domain name, but there's a – how should I explain that to you? Okay, consider that I'm trying to come up with a simple example so, you know, I can explain this to you more effectively. Okay, for example, let's just put the scenario on me, okay? My name is Lisa Taylor, and I'm creating a website, okay? So I want the domain name to be lisa.taylor.com, all right? Or something like that, lisa-taylor.com, all right? Now, this is the domain name that I selected. Now, I'm coming back to Gnome. For example, I'm working with Daniel. I'm going to tell Daniel, this is the domain name that I want for my website because obviously it is optimized. It has the keywords. It has my name, first name, and my last name, right? Now, there must be multiple Lisa Taylors in this world, right? I'm not the only one. There could possibly be more Lisa Taylors out there. And somehow the domain under Lisa hyphen Taylor could exist in the market already. So I'm going to go on a site. There's a site where you can check for availability of the domain names, okay? So I'm going to go there. I will put in the preferred domain name that I need. For example, www.lisa-taylor.com. I'm going to search it up, okay? I'm going to see if this domain name is available or not. When I search it up, I see that it is available. That means nobody has claimed any rights to that particular domain name. So what I will do is that I will get the nearest local vendor that I can find in order to reserve that domain name, pay for it, and reserve it under my name. That means any other Lisa Taylor who's out there in the market cannot claim that domain name again. They'll have to come with something else. Make sense?
Yes.
Now, in your situation, you already selected your domain name, what you wanted, and you went with SimpleSite. Of course, you didn't know, so I guess you just Googled it and that name popped up. You eventually ended up having a deal with them, which was a monthly subscription. Now, once you shared this with them, they gave you the authorization code, they gave you all the information, apart from the credentials, all right? That was the email and the password. Understand this, okay? They wanted you on a monthly subscription. That means if you started to pay them, they would have provided you the email ID and the password or the credentials for the domain name so you can use it. Right now, you got the domain name because you selected it, of course. So they didn't have anything else to provide to you apart from that authorization code that they gave you, which is of no use to us, okay? We don't need an authorization code in order to use the domain name. We mostly need credentials. Wherever you buy the domain name from, they provide you the credentials, like the ID and the password, to activate that, to use that domain. So when you canceled the subscription with them, they told you that since this is the domain name that you want to keep, and since you're canceling the paid service with them, you're not buying the domain name from them. So they canceled it, and they let your domain name free. They released it because they knew that in future, you're going to go to any different company, and you're going to buy the same domain name. That's the reason why they released it. It doesn't mean that they are providing you those services. It means that they are letting
right.
you take that domain because you are no longer with them. That means it's like floating free in the market at this point of time. So you can buy this domain name from any other company itself. SimpleSite has not reserved it. They released it. So
right.
that brings us to our conclusion. I was going to ask you to contact SimpleSite to get the credentials, but now understanding the complete situation, I'm so sorry. So now, after understanding the complete situation, I would recommend you to look for a vendor from whom you can buy the domain. Just pay one time shot. I mean, one amount, and they should be able to sell this off to you. Don't go for any monthly subscriptions because domain
No.
doesn't cost you a lot. So just pay one shot. Then you will have the credentials as well with the domain to use. Or talk to Daniel. He will provide you the information regarding this. And since we have domains and servers and hosting available on board with us, we can go ahead and facilitate you as well. It should be a small amount.
Okay, so when he was setting up a website,
mm-hmm.
or creating a website and development, and then it's like they were heading, it was taking so long to do this, and I said, you know, I didn't want the website in the first place,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to cancel out and just get my money back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheldon said, well, it is our company policy to only refund you 5%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he got that figure or who told
okay.
him or what authority he had. But I had paid $3,180 plus $254 tax to get the website created and developed, cost me $3,400. What did I pay for? And wasn't that domain? I mean, if you create a website, don't you have to have a domain name before you can create a website?
Okay. Well, what did he say? I didn't understand the last part about the domain name.
He said... he didn't say anything. He just told me that I really needed a website for my book,
mm-hmm.
and what I paid for was website creation and development.
Mm-hmm.
$3,180 plus tax.
Mm-hmm.
So what the all does that? I mean, if I thought the whole thing was in that one package. That's a lot of money to
okay.
set up the web page and not include the domain name.
Okay.
Doesn't that include the domain
name? I understand where you're coming from. See, the reason why we do not include the domain name or hosting, it's because usually, just like how you came up with your own domain name, people already reserved their domain names years ago. For example, I have a customer. She started writing her book 8 years ago, and her domain name was ZivaSeries.com, okay? Now, what she did was she completed her book, her last book. It's a three-book series. She completed her last book this year, and she's going to publish that now. But she actually purchased her domain name 8 years ago, and she reserved it because that was a name, that was the unique name that she needed anyhow to be the domain name once she creates the website. And a website was just created last year. That's the reason why we do not include that in the package, because usually most of the authors that we get, 80-90% of them, they already have their own hosting and domain. Why hosting? Because once you purchase the domain name from somewhere, usually they take the hosting services from them as well. It goes like hand in hand. So that's the reason why we always ask our customers, all the creative part, like the creation, the writing, the layout, the designing, the content, all of that, is something that we provide as a ghostwriting company, you know, just like how we work on the book. Concept is yours. Obviously, copyrights are yours. We are just working against a service fee, and we just go with the directions that you provide. So all the creative work that needs to be done in a book in order to compose that, make it presentable, make sure that we are following the publishing standards or the publishing rules, we ensure all of that on our end. But when it comes to legal stuff, for example, like the domain and the hosting of a website, we usually leave that on the customer themselves because, as I said, 80 to 90% of the times, they come up to us and they let us know that, you know what, oh, 3-4 years ago, I had already purchased a domain name under the name of my book. So that's the reason why we didn't include it in the package. But for your clarification, let me just talk to Daniel again and see if I can make something work here, you know, to include the domain name in the existing cost that you have, all right? So let me work on that, and I should be able to update you regarding this by tomorrow maximum. Let me check. Yeah, I can get back to you tomorrow regarding this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. And what do you mean the hosting? Domain and hosting. What's the hosting?
Hosting is basically the service that is provided. See, your website is actually run, your website runs on a server, basically. Once we put the website live, it goes onto the internet server. That means people will be able to go onto the internet and search your website. It's going to be live. Now, that depends on you, whether your website is going international, if it has the correct social security layer in order for it to go worldwide, or it's just a normal website which is available in certain districts, regions, or areas. Now, hosting is basically like the network, you can say. You know, just like how you have cellular network on your phone, in order to make a call or receive any text message, you need to have that reception, that network, the bars that you get there. Similar to that, there is this web hosting service that is required for any website to be able to go live online. So when you take, now hosting is actually sold in terms of time frame. For example, you can take a year hosting, you can take 5-year hosting, you can take 9-year hosting. Some people go directly to a lifetime, a package that covers a lifetime. That's like a one-shot amount that you pay, and then you don't have to worry about the hosting. Now, for example, you bought a one-year hosting. Now, after a year, what's going to happen is that if you do not renew that service, your website will go down. It will stop working. Mm-hmm. It's going to give a technical error that, you know what, you need to update your hosting. So that's what hosting is all about.
I see. How much is that? What's the cost of that to keep that live?
Well, there are different variations, as I told you. Whenever you buy a domain from any particular company or vendor, they provide you hosting in terms of years. So, for example, if you're taking a year hosting, it's going to be less. If you're taking a 5-year or 9-year hosting, it's going to be reasonable or average, you can say, as compared to the lifetime hosting. Because lifetime, if you look at it, it's going to be a big amount. But if you divide it on the longer run as compared to the 5-year or the 9-year hosting package, then, of course, it's going to be beneficial for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about this. I will have a detailed discussion with Daniel. Let's see what he says. I mean, you are his long-term client, so he might be able to work something out for you.
I hope so.
Okay.
You know, when they published my book, mm-hmm. you know, I paid them to do that. Well, mm-hmm. they published this book as standard color. So, and this is like 60-40, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to get 60%, and Amazon's 40. Well, Amazon took their 40 out of the gross before they took the printing charges out.
But the color version, yeah, the color version must have costed you a lot. I mean, usually we do not go with
$10 and $10.85 a book.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 85 books I got, I made 53 cents.
Oh my God! That's what I was going to say.
And I, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm like, why did you publish this as color? And they did not put the numbered pages on in the front, you know, where the titles of each chapter has it tells what page it's on. And mm-hmm. then the pages, the book's not numbered. There's no pages. He said, well, you approved it like that. I'm like, I read that book 8 times going back and mm-hmm. editing and re-editing, and they'd send something, and they would have it so messed up. They'd go back in chapters that I had already edited and red-lettered and sent back. They would correct. Mm-hmm. And the previous chapters that they'd edited before would be messed up again. I had to do this 8 times, and they.
I'm sorry about that. Is it resolved now?
I hope. I haven't read it since it's published. I hope it's done. I did see that the punctuation, all the commas aren't there, so the mm-hmm. punctuation isn't correct in the book.
It's correct.
It isn't numbered and. It's what?
I'm asking, punctuation is corrected, right?
No, part of it is. Some of it is. It's not totally corrected. But anyway, he put that book out there as color. I called Amazon. They said, well, and I said, you put it in just black and white because it has no pictures or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a black and white. And mm-hmm. they said, well, you'll have to go back on the publishers. You know, said, mm-hmm. we'd use heavier paper. I said, you have charged me for color. And the book is printed black and white, so you have overcharged me. And they said, mm-hmm. well, when it comes to them as that, they have to use heavier paper, and they use blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
So
are you serious? That's what they told you.
I went back to Sheldon. I'm like, here's the situation. You need to get this correct.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, we can unpublish the book and republish. And I'm like, okay, how about this ISBN number I had to pay for?
Mm-hmm.
And getting the book unpublished, and that was my only option.
Mm-hmm.
So September, and there was no book sold. And I called
mm-hmm.
Amazon again. And they said, well, the book was unpublished and corrections made, but it's never been republished. So she walked
wow.
me through, and I republished it.
Mm-hmm. So you did it yourself on Amazon?
Yeah, she helps me.
Okay, but did you check the format and everything over there?
No, it was the same, you know, same book. She just said, you know, it's the same book, no changes. Or changes that he made, which was to change this from standard color to black and white.
Okay.
Yeah, because they had
put
it out there in color.
All right.
And it cost me... $563.55 in royalties for them putting that out there as a color.
Wow. Okay. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I told him, I said, you know, you need to get me reimbursed for all this money. I paid you people in good faith to do this for me, and you have cost me that much. And Sheldon
mm-hmm.
said, I am so sorry about that. Period done with.
Oh my God. Well, I've been receiving a lot
of complaints. He has been dishonest.
Yes, I have received a lot of complaints from Sheldon. Most of his clients were dissatisfied with him. So I apologize on his behalf. I really apologize. I hope we can make things work and turn a new page, because I've heard a lot about you from Daniel, to be very honest. And
really?
He personally invests a lot in his customers, and you are one of the top customers that he has currently on board. He takes like very few projects, and he works on selective projects, you know, just taking some of them. So that's the reason why he wanted me to come over the phone and resolve this issue with you. And now, listening to your entire story, Mary, I'm really sorry. I have no words. I mean, the inconvenience that you faced, the hassle that you had to go through with Sheldon, I truly apologize for that. And in order to make up for that, I will try my best to get you the at least the domain or the hosting. I'm going to try for both of them, actually. If not both, I will try to get you one of those services as a compensation from our end to make up for whatever happened before this, okay?
I'd appreciate it. And then that would offset that $563, you know, that it cost me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
that's the reason why I want to help you out with this, because it actually costed you money. So rather than charging you additional for these services, I'm going to try and have this done for you free of cost. So we are even, you know. And let me just talk to them, talk to Daniel and the upper management, and see if I can make anything work. I shall call you same time tomorrow. Would that work?
That'll be great.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Mary. It was lovely talking to you, and I apologize once again. I truly want to change this experience and make sure things work out with you, and I'm going to give it my best shot.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, and you have yourself a good day. Don't stress out. I'll work things out for you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye.